For those not living in Windsor and other areas hit by the May 22, 2008 storm, there are few signs to indicate what happened. But for those who lived through it, like Herb Brady, the signs are all around.
If you've lived here, there's a lot fewer trees.
Brady is the Windsor Severance Fire Rescue Chief. 5 years ago, he was overseeing EMS operations in Fort Collins.
From my time in Texas, I knew what a tornadic activity storm looked like, the color, the way the clouds were shaped, and the rotation. So I instantly knew this was very bad, and I instantly knew that the storm was over Windsor.
At 12:10, National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to track a large tornado. This particular storm system located about 3 miles southwest of New Windsor.
The mid-spring tornado moved in an unusual direction for Colorado. Originating in the southern part of Weld County, the storm moved north and then west through Windsor before dissipating as it crossed over into Larimer County.
There's so much dust in the air to the north, I can't really tell over toward Fort Collins what it, you know, there's a lot of dust and dark clouds in that direction.
Okay, KUNC's Kirk Mowers, who lives on the west side of Windsor, giving us an update.
I did speak to a couple of eyewitnesses, a woman named Sheila Shanks, who's the secretary at Quality Door Incorporated here in Windsor. She was in her office at the time the tornado blew through. She said she had never experienced anything like that. All of the windows in the office started breaking. She said she was completely petrified. She, fortunately, is okay, as are all of her coworkers. For KUNC in Windsor, I'm Kirk Sigler.
In the end, it destroyed 78 homes, mostly in Windsor, and damaged as many as 3,000 others along its 39-mile path. One person was also killed. Windsor Mayor John Vasquez had been in office less than 2 months when the storm hit. He was at an office when massive amounts of large hail pummeled the town.
All of a sudden, saw just a big black wall come out of the southeast and came off the bluffs. And at first, I just thought it was just another really intense thunderstorm, that the hail and the rain was going to get a lot worse.
Vasquez says the recovery process was relatively quick. 5 years on, buildings and homes have been rebuilt and lives have mostly returned to normal. Well, he'll never forget May 22, 2008. This week's devastating tornado in Moore, Oklahoma, has placed the damage and recovery efforts in the front of his mind.
It changed my life forever the day that it happened. And there isn't a day that goes by that I don't reflect, on some aspect of that year of my life, from the time that the storm happened to the time that we declared as a community that it was time for Windsor to have a new story.
Fire Chief Herb Brady agrees. 5 years ago, his sons were among the hundreds of school children celebrating the last day of school in Windsor, and he knows the tornado is still in their mind today.
I talked to them yesterday, and they were looking at the images on TV from Oklahoma, and they knew what these kids were experiencing in some small way, even though their school was not hit directly. My youngest son said they were in the hallway, crouched down, and it sounded like a freight train, and it was tearing the parts of the roof off.
Both Chief Brady and Mayor Vasquez say the community came together in the aftermath of the tornado, clearing debris from yards and streets, fixing street signs, and helping each other rebuild. Vasquez says that community spirit has changed Windsor's story from the town that was hit by a devastating tornado to
the town that really has a community that comes together in a time of need. And, our reputation is more of a real tight-knit group of northern Coloradans that are pretty tough.
And he thinks the same will be true for Moore, Oklahoma. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.